Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am so excited to be recording right now. And what I was just thinking as I was saying that is how I said, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. My voice got really high and I'm just wondering how many times my podcast starts off like that. Probably every time. I'm going to go listen back to like the 30 intros of all the episodes I've done and they probably all sound like that. But seriously, this week, more than ever, I'm so excited to chat with you guys. Recording podcasts are the funniest thing because I seriously just feel like we're sitting down chatting right now and you're my BFF listening. It's so crazy because that's actually how it feels. And afterwards, I just feel like so refreshed. Like I just like caught up with you, even though I'm just the one that's talking the whole time. But that's what it feels like. So I hope that's how you feel like listening. And if you guys noticed, if you are a longtime listener or a regular listener, I guess, maybe you would notice that I didn't post last week, which I haven't done ever since I started this podcast in October. Did I start in October? I think I started October of 2019. And yeah, I post every week on Friday, but last week I was honestly feeling super uninspired. And then just the day that I was gonna record, I was feeling really down and sad and discouraged. And then I guess specifically about my podcast, and I was like, I am just not feeling it, and I just feel like I can't do it this week. And if I just, like, I don't want to force myself to put something out that I'm not, like, proud of, or, you know, if I was recording in a moment where I was, like, unhappy and just forcing it, I just thought it wouldn't turn out right, and so I just didn't want that for you guys. I didn't want you to listen to an hour of crap, like, me being emotional or something. So, yeah, I just figured I would take the week off to get re-inspired and refreshed and everything. And so that's why this week we are really, like I said, I just feel like I'm chatting with my BFF right now. So this is really just going to be like a life update, current, talking about like current changes going on and stuff like that. And I just thought we could chit chat. I thought that would be really fun. And I feel like that's like what I need right now. Hopefully maybe you need it too. We'll keep it like pretty lighthearted. You know, if I'm being honest, this is like your first episode of mine. It's probably a bad one because I'm not really providing any value, I would say, other than maybe feeling like I'm your friend if you're listening. But I do try to, I guess, provide value in some sort of way in most of my episodes that I'm recording. And I just sort of think about, you know, like specific ones that I've done, like talking about injury that I've gone through, stuff like that. Like I try to just be like helpful or talk about like why I'm such a happy person or overcoming the loss of someone important in your life and grieving. And, you know, you guys know I talk about all sorts of things. I'm really open and honest. So I feel like I try to help. And yeah, I guess in my mind how I think of it is like providing value for you guys. But I don't really think that this is going to be, I think this is just going to be like talking about what's going on right now in my life, current events. I don't really ever talk about that, but I thought that could be fun, just like literally what's going on in the world. And I don't know, it could just feel fun that we're like all living life right now together, if that makes sense. Because I feel like when I see other people like doing stuff that I'm doing right now, or seeing like a TV show that I'm watching, or I don't know, something like that, it's just like special. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Aspen's watching the same show as me. You guys know I love Aspen and Parker, or something like that. So I don't know, I just thought that this could be fun. I literally, if you can hear that, have my Bud Light seltzer right next to me right now. It's black cherry, and I talked about in, I think, the vlog that I'm filming right now currently, like it's not up or anything, it is like still being filmed, but I talked about, yeah, yesterday I talked about how my favorite seltzer flavor is black cherry. And I feel like people are so opinionated on black cherry. Either like you love black cherry like me, or you're like, oh my gosh, why are you like one of the psychopaths that loves Black Cherry. Like, Black Cherry's the worst. So, do you guys like Black Cherry or not? I really wish you could leave comments on podcasts, right? It's kind of, like, special and unique that you can't. Like, everything is so hidden, whereas on YouTube, it's so, like, you can see all the likes and all the comments and everything. But I want to see your guys' comments being like, yes, I love the Black Cherry. I guess I'll see that on my YouTube. But I don't know. I just feel like also, I feel like I kind of overlap and talk about things on my podcast that I talk about on YouTube. But I, in a way, think that's fun because it's like, for example, you guys know I love Brooke and Danielle. They're some of my closest friends. And I just, like, love their podcast, Gals on the Go, so much. And if they ever talk about stuff that's, like, on their vlogs or that I hear from them in real life and then it's on the podcast, I'm like, oh, I already know about that. Like, I'm, like, in the fan club. Like, I'm such a fan. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm taking a sip right now. If you have a drink, take a sip. So, I don't know, I just thought that could set the vibe tonight. And also, I'm literally recording this Thursday night, and this is going up, like, in a couple hours to go up on Friday for you guys. But I always like recording on Thursday just to keep it really fresh. I mean, to be completely honest, you guys know me, I feel, I would say, like, in college I was a procrastinator, and especially high school, I feel like I've gotten better with it. But for my podcast specifically, like, so I guess it works with my, like, procrastinating tendencies, but I actually like doing it right before it goes up because it feels more fresh. And I've, like, pre-filmed in the past, or not pre-filmed, dang it, pre-recorded in the past, where, especially if I had, like, a guest or something, I, like, recorded and then I posted 2 weeks later, but then I'm writing the description or posting about it on Instagram to promote it, and I'm like, wait, what do we even talk about? Like, I forget. Like, that was so long ago. Does anyone even care anymore? And it's like, I know it's new to you, but I don't know. I just like keeping it really fresh, and then we can just, like I said, talk about current events, what's going on, like, right now in this moment. And it just feels more, like, personal that we're, like, that this is going up, like, right after I recorded it. You know what I mean? Like, you can listen and be like, oh, yeah, like, that just happened. Not like I'm listening to some old thing, if that makes sense. I don't know. So this is just like a cozy casual evening. I also, this is like revolutionary, I found this new way to record my podcast, just like a different setup for me to sit in, and it's really cozy. So I used to sit like crisscross on the ground, and to be honest, if any of you are like recovering, I'm like blaming it on my knee, if any of you are recovering from an ACL reconstruction surgery or anything like that, I mean, I'm like 99% recovery now, you know, but it just bothers me if I sit crisscross for like an hour while I'm recording. But it always was like the best setup if I sat on the ground and had this propped up on something, my mic. But yeah, it was just kind of uncomfortable, and the best way was probably sitting at my kitchen counter with my mic like on the kitchen counter, and I would sit on the stool, and that was like a good height. But now, are you ready for how cozy I am right now? This is how real we're getting, because I'm just really like casual sitting with you guys. I sit upright in my bed with my cozy Barefoot Dreams blanket on me right now. It's wrapped around us, okay? Us together. And it's cream and tan, little cheetah. It's so cozy. And I'm sitting upright so that my mouth is like right next to the mic, like against a cozy pillow. And the mic sits on my lap, on top of the laptop, if you're following me. Like right underneath where the keys are on the keyboard. Do you guys care? I just want to tell someone. I'm excited about my new setup. Yeah, my laptop's on my lap and the mic's on top, and it's just like the perfect height, and it's cozy, but I'm not like not sitting up enough where I'm like laying down and would like fall asleep, but I'm like sitting up enough, but I'm still cozy. Do you know what I mean? I feel like how I'm chatting right now is how I talk when Lucy and I are on FaceTime. If you guys didn't know, Lucy is my twin sister, and she's living in Ireland right now, which is so crazy. I miss her so bad. I know I'll talk about her later on, but I feel like when we talk on FaceTime, we just kind of talk. Maybe I'm more like this because we're both like this, and if you couldn't tell from listening to my podcast, we are so, like, all over the place, and my brain is just works in a different fun way where it just jumps all around, and it's really hard for me to stay on like one line of thought or something. Like right now how I'm talking has just been very what's the phrase where it just like everything that I'm thinking just like comes out of my mouth, and I'm sort of just like talking without like a real plan, but like I have notes, I hope you know, but do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, what I'm trying to say, back to what I was saying, is that I feel like we're just like chatting how Lucy and I talk on the phone, and we just like talk all over the place and talk over each other, and we're like, oh my god, me too, or like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think some people think that I literally just pull all of my episodes out of my butt, but like I just plan for so long, sometimes it takes me a while to plan them. This is obviously more casual, so I just have some like notes, like bullet points that I want to hit, because we are chatting for an hour, so it's like obviously I'm not just making it all up as I go on. I probably could, maybe one day I should make a podcast where it's just like I just talk for an hour and we see what comes out of my mouth, and then I figure out like the title of it after, but usually there's like some planning going into it. So yeah, I was saying that this is bad if this is your first episode, but if you've been with me for a while, maybe you'll appreciate it. Maybe it'll be fun. So I know I talked about how I took last week off, and I think I was just really letting things get to me. And we all know it's such a weird time period right now. Everyone says it's unprecedented. I was laughing. Someone posted on their Instagram story the other day that I follow. They like reposted. It must have been a tweet or something. And it was saying how, you know how everyone says like this, these are unprecedented times, because they are unprecedented times. And someone said, when can we go back to precedented times or something like that? They just phrased it funny. So I think that's funny. But yeah, we all know it's a really weird time. And I feel like it makes everyone act in different ways and feel different things. And obviously no one's like super happy right now. You know, everyone's sad and going through it, and some are grieving and some are angry and upset, and I know people lost their jobs, and we're not going to talk about that too much because most of the feedback I get from you guys is like, Gretchen, we're so happy that, you know what, you're not really talking about it, because everybody's talking about it. If you turn on the news, everybody's talking about it. The whole world's talking about it. So I'm trying to just like do me over here and stay really positive for you guys, because if you wanted to hear someone talk about the coronavirus, you probably wouldn't come to me about that anyway. You'd probably like watch the news or talk to your family. You know what I'm saying? So we're not really going to touch on that. But what I'm just trying to say is, I guess we did just touch on it, but I'm just saying it's a weird time. And I know that everyone, like, staying at home, maybe you have more time on your hands. And I've said this in videos that I feel like there's just a lot more negativity going around because it's such a sensitive time and everyone has their own opinions. But also, since I have more time on my hands, it's like I get to see more of your guys' feedback. So I see more negativity and I just get more hurt by it. And I really opened up recently in a vlog where I talk about, I think I titled it like Being Honest, because I just was not expecting it. Like it came out of nowhere in the first 10 minutes of vlog. I was like crying, like I had the worst morning this Monday and I was gonna go on a bike ride and I just needed to go on a walk, and I think I walked for so long. I just walked around and tried to like clear my mind, and I listened to Gals on the Go because that always helps me feel better. I just had the biggest realization in the morning that I don't know when it happened, but I started to care so much of what people think of me. And ever since I had that realization, I'm really trying to work on it. But if you guys struggle with that, you know it's really hard. And I feel like growing up, I always struggled with it. I think just maybe who I am, like innately deep down, I'm just like a people pleaser. I am so extroverted. I always want people around me. Like, I'm alone in this room right now and I'm okay because I'm talking to you guys. But like, I wish there was 10 of my friends sitting around me, like hanging out with me, even if they weren't like talking with me or listening to me record, whatever, even if they were just here, like their presence would like make me feel better. Max is in the other room like playing video games, and knowing that he's like in my apartment with me like makes me feel better. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'm so extroverted and like a people pleaser and just outgoing, and I want everyone to be like good, happy, healthy, safe. And whenever that's why I feel like I'm so interested in other people's lives and stories, and I just want everyone to be good. And if I ever hear of like anyone like bad things, it just like I feel like deeply affects me more in a way than it should, because I'm just such like a caring person. Do you guys know what I mean? Is anyone else with me? I feel like you know what I'm getting at, what I'm trying to say. So yeah, I just feel like from the beginning of college, like pretty much all of college, and actually no, before then, probably like later on in high school, because you guys know I started my YouTube channel my freshman year of high school. I'd say later on in high school, like through college, I was so good at not caring what people thought of me. And then maybe it was like when I graduated or something, I had more time on my hands for like the YouTube situation, just seeing more negativity. And yeah, I don't know if I got more into like comparing myself to other people, because I've struggled with that in the past when I think about like how I look and what I'm eating and stuff like that. But that's the other episode, you guys. It's my second episode. If you haven't listened to it, it's called body image and like overcoming an unhealthy relationship with food type of thing. And I would recommend that to, you know, literally anyone that's female, because we all go through it. And Yeah, so that's like another topic, and I talk for like an hour about that one there and just kind of like my whole story with it, but I feel like I came out of it a lot stronger and like better now. But yeah, I can't pinpoint when it happened, but I just literally had this realization. I'm like, since when did I start caring what everyone thought again? I worry so much about what everyone is thinking of me, and for good reason. I mean, I care what people think. I obviously want my content to bring you joy and make you happy. I talk about in that vlog how there's been people that I follow on Instagram, and I'm like, wow, every time I see this person's post, I just feel kind of like brought down, like not like they're trying to bring me down, but for some reason it's like putting me down or making me unhappy, or maybe I feel like they're acting like entitled or just like a vibe that I'm not really vibing with or very different, whatever it is. Like, I'm sure we can all agree, maybe there's some people that you come across on Instagram that you're like, this doesn't really make me feel good inside, this makes me feel kind of bad. And so I obviously never want to be that. Like, I just want to be so loving and happy and positive, and I'm just like such a positive person. That's also another episode why I'm so happy all the time. Go listen. Plug. But yeah, I keep saying I had this realization that I just started to care what people think, and it was like I was turning down brand deals I talk about in the video with brands that I genuinely love their things, because I know and I've seen viewers say things about them, or like other people using them or being sponsored by them, or for whatever reason. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Like, I just worry so much of what people think that I would like say no. And that's just one example, like brand deals. But I just continuously feel like I'm censoring myself and try to just be so neutral about everything, because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or offend anyone or have anything come out the wrong way. And it can be so exhausting. That's how I feel after all is said and done. Every vlog, everything I film, every picture, every caption I write, it's like I am constantly checking myself. Okay, who could this offend? Like, should I not post it? Should I switch this? Should I add this out? Like, is this gonna offend someone? And yeah, I'm just kind of exhausted. Not to complain, I feel like I'm going on a rant here. I feel like I'm way more open on my podcast. Like, I don't really even edit this. Like, this is just me, but I like it that way. I feel like I can be so much more free with you guys in my podcast and like be honest. But yeah, that's kind of like what I feel like I was dealing with last week too, just caring what people think of me. And I was talking with, you guys know Chase, Max's sister, and I was telling her, I think it's Brooke's Instagram bio, she changed it. I was just telling her how people can just be mean. People can write mean messages to you or mean comments or whatever. And what I'm saying about Brooke's Instagram bio is I was like, Brooke's so good at it, because I think in her Instagram bio, like, she just takes it and will like laugh and try to let it like not get to her. And someone told her she was like the more annoying half of Gals on the Go. Like, what the heck? So then she made her Instagram bio, I think the first line is like more annoying half of Gals on the Go, which is like so funny. Like, way to go, Brooke, to like roll with it and not let it get to you. And yeah, I was just like talking to her about it, and I was like, people can be so mean or just like say this or that. And she was like, Gretchen, you just can't let people win. And I just liked how she said that. Like, you can't let them get to you. You can't let them win. Like, you know, like, you know you best and your intentions. And I think all of you that have been with me for a while especially know, like, you know who I am deep down. Like, I'm Gretchen over here. Like, I'm trying to make happy content for you guys and like live my best life and relate to you and meet you and hug you, and you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't know, I just thought that was like something good to note, how she said that. And I guess what I'm really getting at is this is like funny to talk about because this is in my podcast, but I think a big reason, and I guess I posted about it on my stories, you guys all saw, but a big reason that I didn't record last week is because I was reading through the Apple Podcast reviews. And if you have a podcast, let me tell you, don't read them. Probably me telling you not to read them will make you want to go read them, because let me tell you, Brooke and Danielle told me, don't read your podcast reviews. And the first thing I went and did is read my podcast reviews, because I like didn't really know they were there. Like, I don't really like look around on my show on the podcast app that much, but obviously, well, not obviously, but like to my dismay, to my shock, to my disbelief, I don't know, I didn't know there was like thousands of reviews, and so many are so sweet, and like, I love you guys so much. I guess it's kind of like a way you could comment, because I could see it, even though now I'm trying not to check anymore. But then there's some like really mean ones, and it's like people, I feel like, that are taking things so out of context, and I'm like, what, that they got it all wrong, or like they don't even know me. And that's what Brooke was telling me. She was like, I think a lot of people will listen to like an episode or two or whatever, but they don't even know you from your YouTube or your Instagram, and they can just say like really hurtful things. And I just want to be like, you didn't even give me a fair chance, like you don't even know me. Like, it's just so funny to me how people can find my podcast first and then my Instagram or YouTube from that. And I've met people, I think I met two people in person that were like, oh my gosh, Gretchen, you have that podcast, Happy Hour, like that's how I found you. And then I found your Instagram and YouTube, and I was like, whoa, wait, out of everything you found my podcast that I've been doing for a couple months? Like, I've been on YouTube for what, like 8 years, like my Instagram, and you found me for my podcast? Like, that is so wild. Like, I just never thought of that happening, you know? So I guess some people do find me for my podcast, and I just think, well, maybe I can just ignorantly think that the negative reviews are from people that don't really know me, and maybe they really know me and that's why they're being negative. But yeah, I think that just really got me down and made me sad, and people saying things that like I'm all over the place, or things that I'm already like, you know, like a little bit insecure about, because I try to be more focused and try to get better with like time management and stuff. Oh my gosh, I could like cry over here right now. I feel like we're being so like real and honest, but I think that's something that I've struggled with for so long. Wow, I could cry. And like today specifically, I'm just so bad with time management, and I get so overwhelmed so easily. And like, I write my list, and I do it in like an organized manner of like most important, and then I get distracted, and it's like I try so hard. Oh my gosh. Is anyone else with me? No, I don't know. I'm going to try to like move on from this topic, because it just makes me upset. And I feel like I'm just not like the best me that I can be. And I feel like I'm always working on it, and I always feel flustered. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's time for my sip of seltzer. I just said seltzer. Seltzer. Why am I like emotional over here? You know what? This is also a good time to mention 20 minutes in that I'm on my period right now. If you couldn't tell, maybe you could tell because I'm maybe a little emotional. But it's funny because I was talking with Max earlier, and this is probably like the third time I like cried today. I feel like I cry once a day every day. Like, ugh, annoying, right? Does anyone else cry every day? Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm just an emotional gal, even when I'm not on my cycle, even when it's not my time of the month. But what was Max saying? I was like, sorry, I'm like crazy. And he was like, you know, it's okay. Like, I always know this week to take everything with like a grain of salt. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, I'm not like mean to you. I'm like, I hope you don't take all the I love yous with a grain of salt. And he's like, no. Oh, the men in our lives, they put up with so much, don't they? But yeah, what was I talking about? Me being all over the place and being on my period. But, oh, the podcast reviews. So, yeah, if you have a podcast review, or if you have a podcast, don't go read the reviews, because, or maybe do if they're really positive, but some of mine were mean and they were just getting to me, and I feel like really attacking, like, my show, or just saying that my show, my podcast, my episodes, and just saying that they're, like, boring or something, and I'm like, wow, that, like, really hits home. Like, if you're making fun of, like, how I look or my nose or saying that I'm fat or whatever on YouTube or Instagram, like, that's so just, like, surface level, that's so like physical, like, okay, whatever, you know? But if it's like you're saying that my show's boring, like, I don't know, that just makes me sad. Like, I guess I'm not for everyone, that's okay, but it's like I get so excited to chat with you, so I just always want the people that have the best intentions for me to be listening, because like I have the best intentions for you. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure out of every episode this is the most boring of all, so it's funny that I'm talking about it right now. It's ironic because this is just me chatting. But anyway, let's get into the more, like, the life update, because who even knows what I've been talking about. Also, this is a good time to mention, I always talk about what I'm happy about right now, and, like, a happy quote, and to be completely honest, this week, I just didn't put that in here. I was just writing all the different points that I wanted to hit, and then I thought about how, Gretchen, you didn't put in, like, a happy quote, or what you're happy about right now, and then I was thinking, it's probably okay. Like, this is just this is my coming back episode, where I come back into your guys' lives, and back of my podcast, so I thought that was okay. I guess I talk about what I'm happy about kind of at the end, but I've definitely said that before, so that's good that's at the end, because if you're one of the people that don't want to hear about it, it's at the end and you can just like click out or something. So What I want to talk about quickly is plans a little bit. If you like have been behind or something and want a quick little catch up, it's funny because the plan is there's no plans. I'm just done making plans. Whenever I make plans, they don't work out. Like, I'm honestly done. Me and Max always say, Max and I, sorry, I'm working on that. Max and I always say that during his hockey season, I should keep making plans, because whenever I make a plan for us to do something, something happens in his, like, hockey career, but it's always, like, a good step forward or a call-up or something like that. And so, like, I got us tickets to the Nutcracker, and I was so excited to go with him. We go every year. LOL. I go every year. I think he used to go every year, too, before we met. We went 1 year. We did it for a year and a half, the first year we went. And then this past year, I was so excited. And then I think he got called up, so his schedule changed. We had a game, so we couldn't go, and I went with my sister. You know, like, things happened. And then what was the other thing? Oh, I think I had flights to see him, and, like, something happened again, and, yeah. So whenever I have plans, they just, like, don't work out. And so he's always like, you need to make more plans during the hockey season so that they don't work out, and he gets called up again or something, you know. That's funny. But, yeah, I just feel like my plans never really work out. Obviously, especially right now, no one's plans are working out. No one's plans are going to plan or still happening on schedule, because the world is kind of like shut down, you know. I think it's slowly starting to come back. Like in Boston, there's like phase one happening, and then I guess phase two is later on. But you know, I feel like so many people are still gonna be so afraid. Like, I feel like I'm sort of in that category to go out. Like, I think my hairdresser just opened, like my salon, and I don't really think I want to go. Like, my roots really want me to go, but like, I kind of feel a little scared. I know I shouldn't, though, because it wouldn't be open if it wasn't safe, right? Like, they keep everyone distanced apart. Like, the chair that you're in, no one's going to be sitting next to you. Like, you wear your face mask, everything like that. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's going to be so much fear going forward in the world when it goes back to normal because of everything going on in these unprecedented times, like I said. So, okay, plans. Let's just talk about a little bit maybe what they were going to be and kind of maybe what they are now. I'm sure they're going to change. It's so funny. We can go back to old episodes where I think I know everything and I tell you, like, our perfect shiny silver plan of what's going to happen on the silver platter, right? So, I'm currently in my Boston apartment and the lease ends, I think it's June 21st. I think I move out then or maybe a little bit before then. Oh, I'm looking at my phone right now. Today's May 28th, because this is going up tomorrow, May 29th, and Maggie and Emma just texted me. Oh my gosh, I love them. I was just texting them a bunch and catching up with them. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Plans. So, I'm here, and I'm moving out soonish, and I'm pretty much here right now to start getting my life together and throwing things away and donating clothes and maybe selling clothes and figuring out who I'm giving my furniture to in Boston or selling it to or whatever. You guys know moving is a stressful, long process. And so you're probably like, Gretchen, why are you moving? Okay, so this apartment was always, like, the lease was always just a year with my best friend Taylor, and it was right after we graduated college, and we were like, let's live here for a year, we love it here, she had a job here, I want to stay here, so me and my friends are here, cool. And my boyfriend Max was off going to play hockey in Pennsylvania, but we were like, long distance will be good for us, cool, bada bing, bada boom, I'll work on my independence, this is his first year of playing hockey, like, I'm not gonna come with, just started dating, yeah, this will be good. And so it has been good, and our plans this spring were that Max was gonna come move back in with us when hockey was over, like in April, finish out our lease with us. Taylor's boyfriend lives in Boston too, and actually it's funny because they're moving into apartment together, like they already have it in our same building, and so we were all gonna like be here together, everything was gonna be amazing, and then this happened, and Max and I lived with his mom on Cape Cod for 2.5 months, which I did not expect happening at all. It's so funny, the other day we were like, I just came back to Boston, I'll talk about that, but the other day when we were on the Cape, we were talking about it, and I said to his mom, I said, you know, when we came on, you know, March 16th or whatever, did you expect that we were going to live here for 2.5 months? She's like, no, I thought it was going to be a week or two. Like, no one had any idea, right? So, what a crazy time, right? So, yeah, all the plans went out the window, clearly, and I live there, even though I was still paying for this apartment and everything, which was stressful, but there's much bigger things going on in the world, so whatever. I know money is tight for everyone, and I feel like so many people are maybe living in a place where they're paying for an apartment somewhere else or whatever just because of the circumstances, if they're back with family, whatever have you. And so we were always going to be here. And then when we moved out, we were going to go to Albany for a month and then to Cape Cod for a month because we had like 2 months in between July and August before we were going to move to Pennsylvania because I'm going to move in with him and be with him for his next hockey season. Because we were like, yeah, long distance is fun and all, but we love being together. And I feel so lucky and blessed with what I do with my job. I'm using quotations. It doesn't feel like a job because it's so fun. But what I do, my work, my podcast, my Instagram, YouTube, social media, everything like that, that I really can live anywhere. So it just works out so well because if you date an athlete and live with them, you kind of need to be able to live anywhere and do whatever. So it's always interesting. Like all his teammates, the girlfriends and wives and stuff, they'll have and stuff. The girlfriends and wives, I don't know what else it is. But they, like whatever job they have, it's usually a job that's either A, remote, or B, a job that they can do anywhere. Because if your husband, boyfriend, fiance, whoever gets traded or whatever have you, called up, what's it called? Not called down, called up, sent down, whatever it is, you are like kind of on the move a lot, and like they're traveling for the games, you normally don't go with them, but you know what I mean? So yeah, it's just so interesting. Like some of them will be like a nurse, like you can be a nurse pretty much anywhere, or like physical therapist, or they'll have like a marketing job remotely or something like that. So it just worked out really well. And yeah, that was always our plan, that I would move to Pennsylvania with him in the fall, which, you know, I was gonna say I'm certain will still happen, but who can be certain anymore? I'm like 99% sure that's still gonna happen. If, of course, hockey season starts up in the fall, which right now, maybe it will. I think it will. Maybe without fans in the stadium or something. I don't really know. I feel like the NHL has been talking about starting up soon, so maybe his league, the AHL, will follow suit. So I guess we will see about that. That I don't really know, but the in-between is the hard part, because like I said, we weren't planning on not living here because I have this apartment, but Boston was just kind of a scary place during all of this, and it was like better to just be more like in the suburbs with his mom on Cape Cod. So that's what we did, but we lived there for 2.5 months, so now it's like for July and August, we're just trying to figure it out. I miss my mom so bad, you guys, and I'm actually surprising her tomorrow. Oh, wait, yeah, when's this going up tomorrow? I'm driving there Saturday morning, and it's good because you guys will know even before she knows, because I know she's not going to listen to this tomorrow on Friday, like right as it comes out, 30 minutes into the episode, you know? She probably like skims through them sometimes, so I'm surprising her tomorrow, and I'm so freaking excited. If any of you have been following along, maybe you'll be really excited with me that I get to see her, because it feels like I haven't seen her in years, but it's probably been 4 months. I think I saw her in February last, maybe. I know I was there for like Christmas, obviously, and everything, like in December, but I think I saw her in February. I visited, and then all of this happened, and we didn't feel like it was safe for me to travel there, and I was so sad and crying, FaceTiming her on her birthday that I couldn't go there, and Easter, and like it was just so awful. But she was like, Gretchen, don't be dumb. You guys know my mom, or maybe you don't know, my mom lives in New York State in Albany. I don't know why I said it like that, because obviously we all know that New York City was like where coronavirus is the worst, just because it's New York City. My mom is like 2 hours away from there, and so yeah, just New York State in general was getting kind of extra dangerous and scary, and she was like, I am so quarantined by myself over here, I don't want to be dumb and like mess all of our hard work up by you visiting, you know, like we just wanted to be really safe. But now I feel like it's at the point where everyone's like, you guys have been quarantined for so long on your own, it's totally safe for you to go visit her. Everyone's been telling me that. So I'm so excited to visit her. You have no idea how excited I am. Because it's like we're all, like we're following all the precautions of like social distancing, going to the grocery store with our face masks, washing our hands all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's totally safe for me to see her. And I just literally can't wait so bad. But yeah, I'm surprising her. I didn't tell her because I wanted her to be surprised, and I told her I was going to see her on June 21st when I moved out, because I was talking about my plans. See, my brain just works all over the place. But it was always going to be that, like I said, we were going to be in Albany for a month and then Cape Cod for a month, and then I was like, wait, can I even like come to Albany? I said that in my video of my life update. I'm like, is that even safe for me to go there? And everyone was like, yeah, like, you guys have been socially distanced long enough. And, like, me going home to be with my mom is a lot different than, like, visiting friends far away. Or do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and also this weekend's very helpful because I have so much stuff to move out of this apartment. So we're going to kind of do, like, a phase one of my move out where we move, like, a carload full of stuff to Albany. And I get to see my mom for the weekend, and then we'll come back. I'll keep trying to get my apartment together, stuff like that, to move out before I actually move out June 21st, I believe. So that's that. And then we'll be with my mom. I'm sure we'll go back to the Cape. And other than that, I feel like I just can't even tell you a plan because I don't even know. Like, my mom obviously wants us to be there to see her, and Max's mom wants us to be there to see her. And, like, the Cape is so fun in the summer. But also, I want to be with my mom. And if Lucy comes home at some point or something, oh my gosh, can't we see her? I miss her so bad. I am, like, hitting the different points in my podcast earlier than I wanted to. So let me just get back to that. But I just want to talk about the plans that I have, which are that pretty much in, like, exciting fun times coming, but also it's just such a time of change and just kind of coping with the idea that what you thought would be is not what is happening. And I just have found myself really being like, okay, Gretchen, it's time to just adapt to these situations and stop getting so hung up on what you, like, wanted to happen. You kind of need to get over it and, like, move forward, because that's, like, this is, like, your new normal. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate, just adapting to, like, your new space and situation in quarantine. Again, I know in different states and cities and stuff it's different. So maybe if you're, like, down south, you're like, Gretchen, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, life is normal down here. But yeah, I just think a lot of people were, like, quarantined in somewhere where they weren't used to, like, life being there, if that makes sense, like how I was. So yeah, it's just been such a weird time for so many reasons, and I feel like a lot of people can resonate with wanting, like, their own space, because you might be, like, quarantined at home with, like, a bunch of siblings and your family and stuff, and all of a sudden you're, like, 25 but living at home again, and it's like that would never happen in any other circumstance, you know. So I think just, like, living with your family when you're grown up, or living with any other family, how I was with my boyfriend and his family, there's just, like, a lot that comes with that, and, like, wanting your own space and everything like that. And I think this is meaningful to talk about, just never wanting to, I don't know how to say this, like, never wanting to get in between your partner and their family. And I just thought this was meaningful to talk about because I feel like a lot of people maybe were in my situation. Maybe if you're, like, living with your partner and their family, like, back at their family home. And the reason I think other people are going through it is because I know my twin sister is in Ireland. She's living with her boyfriend and his family. I was living with my boyfriend and his family. Just with everything that's going on. And my mom was, like, so extremely grateful for both families for literally, like, welcoming us in, being like, thank you so much for, like, taking care of my girls when, like, they literally can't and should not come home right now. And so that is, like, so sweet. I was just watching, I don't know if you guys know them, Julia Havens is her last name, Julia and Hunter Havens, that they're, I was gonna say, yeah, they're husband and wife. I was like, wait, are they boyfriend, girlfriend? No, they're married. And maybe you know exactly who I'm talking about. But she just does social media. I think he does too. Like, I think it's their YouTube channel together. And I found out about them, like, last week. My best friend Hannah was telling me about them. She was like, do you know Julia Havens? She has, like, the cutest Instagram and, like, YouTube videos with her husband. You should watch them. And I was watching a couple, and she's so cute. I literally love her, like, vibe and her interior decorating. I'm about to go, like, copy her whole house when I go into the apartment in Pennsylvania. I just want my apartment to, like, look like her house. It's so nice. But anyway, I was watching a video. They do these videos where they, it kind of reminds me of a podcast, where they just, like, chit chat, what they call it, spritz and chips, and they, like, make a yummy little alcoholic drink, and they have chips as, like, a little snack. And do you guys, like, watch these? It's just me. I literally just watched one, but she's, like, my new fave. And they were talking about, like, so many people wrote in, like, husband and wife, and I feel like it was similar. Like, they were kind of having in-law issues, like, issues with their husband's parents or yeah. And they were just talking about how it's so important that you just like don't get in the way, I guess, of their relationship and like parent relationship with your partner is so important. And obviously they raised them and have known them like their whole life. And it's like you can't get in the way of that or have them like choose you over them or pick sides or anything like that. It's like that is so not your place. And it's like sometimes things aren't going to be the way that you want them, but it's time to just like surrender and it's okay. Like family is everything, and you didn't just marry them, you married your family. I'm kind of just reiterating what they said in that video, and I just really liked how they talked about it, because I feel like that can be common, like having issues with the family. Or I feel like so many people were like, people wanted tea when I talked about in the video. I was like, what, it's like living with my boyfriend's family, and everyone, people were just being so rude because they didn't really know the situation. And I feel like everyone was mad at me for not being with my mom, even though my mom was like, hey girl, don't come home. And I was like, but girl, I miss you. And she's like, no girl, really, don't come home. So I was like, okay. So people just didn't know the situation. People were like, how could you be like living with this family and like leaving your mom home alone? And I'm like, hey, you literally don't know the situation and everything's good. And people are like, you're definitely overstaying your welcome. And I'm like, okay, these comments are making me upset and feeling like what have I, like making me question things. Max is like, what? No, like we love having you here. Everything's good. We're having fun. And I'm like, I know, but these like comments are worrying me. And I don't know. I was just thinking about how it was meaningful to talk about that if you are living with like your partner and their family right now or something. Maybe just in general, if you have like, this is just advice now. Maybe this is providing some value, but I just really liked what they were talking about. And I like so agree that if you, I don't know, find yourself like pitted against the parents or whatever is, or disagreeing, it's like just recognize actually how important they are and maybe try to see where they're coming from. Spend, that's what they were saying in their video too, like the more time you spend with someone, the more you get to know them and kind of like why they are the way they are and their motivations and what they've been through and how that affects like their personality and their decisions and their mindset and stuff. And I just, I'm getting like deep over here, but I feel like it's just so true. And I feel like, at least I would hope so if you asked Max's family, but I just try to be so respectful and like understanding, and obviously living with them like so helpful and everything like that, and just not making their lives any harder. Like I'm already living there when that's just an extra person in the house. So I just try to make everything a little bit easier by like pitching in every way I can. And I don't know, just everything like that. And it's like, you just never want to get in between. And I really liked how they were like, when you marry someone, you marry the family, because it's like, that's so true, like they're gonna be part of your life too, they're also your family. So anyway, just want to touch on that. But like I said, back in Boston, I wanted to talk about coming back to my apartment, because I feel like ever since I went to the Cape, it's so funny, I packed like one suitcase, I was like, this should be good for like a couple weeks, right? I won't be here longer than that. It was like 2.5 months, and I finally got to the point where I was like, okay, my lease is up in less than a month. I miss Boston so bad. I miss my apartment. Like, it's just been sitting there empty. Like, I'm sure everything in the fridge is just rotted. Like, I just miss my things. I've been rewearing the same like couple clothes, you know what I'm saying? So I just knew I needed to get back, and for purely practical reasons, I was like, I literally need to get my apartment ready to move out. And you guys know my apartment's empty right now, so it was like all good for me to come back and just get my stuff together. And just thinking about it, it is really sad thinking about moving out and just overwhelming. LOL, me gets overwhelmed so easily. Moving is probably like the worst possible thing for me because it's just such a stressful activity. But it is really sad thinking about it. Like, Boston so feels like home for me. And it's funny because I grew up in Albany, New York, and that felt like home for my first 18 years, you know. But I've lived here for the past 5 years, all of college, and then now this year after college, like post-grad. And it just, like, I'm literally looking at the skyline right now. I'm looking at Back Bay, and it just feels like home. I can see the moon, and I just, like, love it here. Getting emotional and deep. I just feel like I belong here. I don't know. I'm sure that's how everyone feels like about their home and what they consider home. Like, it just feels like home for so many reasons. Like, I just feel like so much has happened here, and I've grown so much here, and obviously met Max and made so many friends and whatever it is. I just feel like so much of my life is here, so it makes me really sad to leave. and obviously my best friend Taylor, my friends Maggie and Emma and Natalie, and it's like I have so many friends here. I know Brooke is actually moving to New York, but you know what I mean? So yeah, like I don't want to leave. Like I love my apartment. I just want to keep this apartment forever. This is like my dream apartment, and I was just so proud that I could like live here with my best friend Taylor, and so excited, and it just felt like, oh my gosh, a year long lease, like that's gonna last forever. Like, where are we even gonna be like June of 2020? And it's like, here we are, almost, I guess June, almost. But yeah, I just feel like I moved in yesterday and I love it so much here and I don't want to leave. But at the same time, like I was talking to Max the other day and I was like, I could just live here forever. I just love it here. I love everything about it. I love that it's a city and there's so much to do, but I don't feel as overwhelmed like I do in New York. Common theme, me being overwhelmed. But it's just like less overwhelming. It's like more, it's more manageable, like it's smaller. And I just like love everything about it. I love like everything that it's near, everything you can do. It's not too far from Albany, where I'm from, with my mom. Like, I just love it here. But I was saying, I also feel like I, not like been there, done that. Like, obviously you can never like finish doing things here. There's so much to do. But since I've lived here for five years, I'm like, I'm so young. Like, this is the time that if you get to live in different cities and explore different areas and do different things, it's like you should. And so I'm also really excited for my next chapter. That's so weird to think about right now, like me living in Pennsylvania. But like, it's coming. It's happening. I've talked about it. I feel like I've talked about it here and there so much, but I've never made like a I'm moving video. Maybe I will soon, just in case anyone hasn't been paying attention. So it's really sad to think about this room that I'm sitting in, my bedroom, being empty, like all the furniture being emptied out. I could get so sad. Like, it would just look so big and empty all by itself. And I was chatting with Maggie and Emma today, like I said, about literally just the fact that it's so weird that I'm moving to Pennsylvania. They're like, wait, like, seriously? Like, you really are? Like, we know you're moving, but like, really? I'm like, yeah, like, this is like my next chapter. This is gonna be weird, right? But I know, I mean, I'm sure it'll be, I mean, I hope, safe to travel then, to like see your friends and stuff in the fall and in the winter and next spring, whatever. Like, I know I'll be back in Boston all the time to visit Maggie and Emma, to visit Natalie, to visit Taylor. It'll be so fun, but it'll be so weird like visiting here, like traveling here to visit instead of like this is my home anymore, you know? So it's gonna be a weird time. I guess not weird. I shouldn't say weird. I mean, it is weird because I'm like leaving this place that I call home, but just a very like transitional time. So that's that. Oh, I wrote down surprising my mom. I already told you guys how I'm doing that. And I literally cannot wait to see her. I always tell her, please tell me that I'm not the only one that does this. Maybe it's not your mom that has this presence in your life, but there's just like something about when I hug my mom, especially when I haven't seen her in a while, I hug her so tight and she just smells like my mom and like everything's right and it's just so comforting. Like, I just want her hug right now. Like, some days I just cry and I FaceTime her and I'm like, oh, I just want your hug right now. I could cry again. Here I am over here getting emotional. But oh, I literally can't wait to see her, and she's gonna be so surprised, and she's gonna be so happy, and I just felt like it would be that much better if she was surprised, like, wanting to be around someone, and then I, like, show up, you know? So, yeah. Oh my gosh, I literally wrote down random stuff right now that I'm loving, because I just wanted to catch up and chat with you guys. I feel like this whole time I've just been talking about stuff, but, like, or just, like, things going on, but not, like, stuff that I've been loving. But I literally looked in the mirror today and had this thought about how this face tanning oil that I've been using has just like really boosted like the quality of my life, like my confidence in a way. I got the Isle of Paradise tanning drops. I know I'm so late on the bandwagon of this. Sorry, this is like, I digress. This is like taking a turn, but I guess I really want to talk about this. I wrote this down in the notes. So, face tanning oil. I've always used the Tan Lux ones and I really like them. They were great, but they're a little bit more expensive and everyone is like, you have to try the Isle of Paradise. They're so good. So I got the medium and I also got the dark, and I've just been using the dark because I feel like I'm getting tan since it's getting warm and sunny and like summer and everything. So I feel like since my body's getting tan, I just wanted my face to be tanner to match. So I've been using the dark. Sometimes I do it at night and I like that because I feel like I go to bed with my face really pale and I wake up in the morning and it's like, boom, bronzed queen. But some days, like today, I mixed it with my moisturizer in the morning and I didn't wear any makeup. So as the day goes on, I'll like catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, who is she? Bronze queen. Like, it just like develops throughout the day. So I've been loving that. It's the dark one, Isle of Paradise tanning drops. It's like a little dropper bottle. And I wanted to tell you, I said I mixed it with my daily moisturizer I've been using. Okay, for the past like week, guys, I've been trying out my new skincare and I'm so excited. I think I'm announcing this like 49 minutes into the podcast, but if you're still here with me, I'm so excited. If anyone cares, I feel like I've been looking at the SkinCeuticals just line for so long now and their stuff is so pricey and I'm like, Gretchen, no, like you don't need that. But basically how I found out about them, this is funny, a while ago, like so long ago, I feel like a year ago, I don't know, I came across this YouTube video and it was a dermatologist skincare routine and she was talking about the SkinCeuticals vitamin C. Oh my gosh, is that even the name of it? I freaking forget. I think it's vitamin C. This little like serum. I feel like they call it something else cool though. How do I not know? I literally just bought it. Okay. Anyway, she was just saying that it's like a miracle worker and like so good for your skin. And I was like, okay, I trust her. Like she's a dermatologist. Like I need that. And I just think their skincare is so nice and it's so pricey, but I wanted it for so long, like literally like a year I thought about it. And I tried out their gentle cleanser, loved it, and then it got taken from me at TSA. I was so dumb. I had it in my carry-on and it was too big, and so I was heartbroken and I was like, Gretchen, you're so dumb. This is what you get. You don't even get to buy a new one because you just had it taken away so carelessly. Like that was literally so dumb. I was like, you have to wait a little while so you can get it. So bit the bullet. And I got the, I like went ham, but I like saved up and wanted it for so long. So I'm just so excited about it. And I've been using it for a week and I really like it already. It's like the gentle like cream cleanser. Love that. That one's more affordable. So I would recommend that. And this is funny that now we're just like talking about products over here. But like genuinely, I just am not sponsored. Like nothing. There's like no sponsors in this video. You just have an hour of you and me, baby. So been loving that. And then I got the daily like moisturizer because... Okay, and then are you ready for, this is really funny how I found this. Is anyone else with me? I feel like some of you have to have like seen all these things that I've seen and come across. But obviously I watched Outer Banks, love Outer Banks, like such a good Netflix show. And I'm so happy that I've been there so I can be like, oh my gosh, even though I know it wasn't filmed there, but I just feel like I have like a special tie to the show because I've been there and my best friend has her house there. Okay. And like, remember you guys, I visited last summer with her and her family and Max and it was so fun. So I feel like that was like me when I was there. But anyway, except I wasn't like treasure hunting. Okay, so we all know, I was gonna say Maddie, but that's her name in real life. Madeline, oh my gosh, I'm like saying it wrong. Madison Bailey is not who I'm talking about. The other Maddie, Madeline, am I okay? We all know, oh, Madeline Klein, is that her name? Can I, like, look on Instagram right now? Why can I not think? Obviously, I just know her as Sarah Cameron. Because that's her name in the show. Oh, yeah. Madison Bailey. But that's not. I'm talking about Madeline Klein. Yeah. Okay. So, I happened upon a YouTube video of hers on YouTube. It wasn't like, you guys know what I'm talking about. Someone made a YouTube video, I forget what channel, about her skincare routine. She was talking about how it's, like, so important to her. And she is, like, so on top of like her skincare routine because it's like her time to like unwind at night. And I don't know, I really liked how she talked about it like that. But anyway, she was saying how she always saves up for that vitamin C serum I was telling you guys about. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Can I like not know what it's called? I was so excited about it for so long, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. She was talking about that and also the triple lipid restore cream. Oh, CE ferulic. I just looked it up while I was talking because, yeah, is that different than the vitamin C serum? I don't know. Oh yeah, it is the vitamin C serum, but I think it's called CE ferulic. Okay, yeah, sorry, I just want to make sure I got that right for you guys. So she loves that, the vitamin C serum, CE ferulic, SkinCeuticals, but she also loves the triple lipid restore, and she was like, this is so good for your skin and like anti-aging, and she's like, I always save up for this. It's such a good nighttime moisturizer. And I was like, okay, obviously I need that. And then I also got this eye cream because I feel like I've just been on the hunt to find a good eye cream. I feel like I've talked about it in a vlog. I feel like nothing actually makes under your eyes really like brightened, and I just have such bad time with dark circles. So I that's my new skincare that I got that I've been working with and loving, and I'm so excited to go do it right after I finish recording right now, because I do the cleanser and then I do the CE Ferulic all over my face, and you guys are gonna know if you have the same one that I have because it smells weird. Everyone says it smells like bacon, and it does. It's so weird, but it's just something about it. But honestly, it doesn't really bother me, especially because I'll do the triple lipid restore right after, which I'll do at night, or I do the daily moisture like in the morning. I think it's called daily moisturizer or day moisturizer, something like that. And so that always like covers up the smell of the bacon, but it's just like, so I just like love the new skincare going on. It's so fun trying out new skincare. And then the brightening, it's called Age Complex, did I say that already? Eye cream. So yeah, I just want to talk about that because I just thought it was exciting, and maybe you guys use it too. I feel like a lot of people use them, even though they're a little bit more pricey. So yeah, I'll keep you updated if you care and are into like skincare like that, or maybe you're not. And honestly, I feel like I get phases where I'm into it, like right now clearly, but I also have phases where I literally only use Cetaphil, like tried and true stuff that's always worked for me, like a Cetaphil moisturizer and a Cetaphil cleanser, and like call it a day, that's that. But I feel like I've seen people use this that like glow and look so nice. Maybe I'm comparing myself to them and that's no good, but I'm just excited to try it out anyway. And I feel like I meant to put this earlier, transitioning to, I was talking about how just like living during quarantine with maybe a lot of other people, or maybe you're by yourself, so maybe you can't relate, but I feel like a lot of people are just stuck like with their family back home or whatever. And I think a lot of people are just like, I want my own space. So I'm just thinking about how I'm excited for my own space in Pennsylvania. And obviously I'm living with Max, my boyfriend. But I don't know. Like, I'm excited for my own space with him and like to move in with him and have it just feel like homey. And yeah, I'm just like excited for my next chapter, what I was talking about. Another note, this is like in no order, so sorry, this is all over the place, like I keep saying, but I was talking to Max and I was like, these are the things I'm talking about, like what am I forgetting to talk about? I keep talking about Max. Sorry, I'm gonna talk about him more at the end though. And he was like, you could talk about the call her daddy situation. And I was like, oh, I could. I talked about it in a recent vlog. And it's funny because I say how I'm literally like the fakest fan. Like I've listened to maybe one or two episodes. But I just thought that it was relatable right now to talk about, because I feel like so many people listen to them. Like maybe some of you guys do. And if you don't, that's okay, because I kind of don't, because I just feel like it's really rated R for me and like a lot. And I just feel like I'm too young for that. Even though I'm 23, it's just like not my cup of tea really, like very like in-depth talk about sex and stuff like that. It's like a lot. But then when my friend was like, no Gretchen, you have to listen, it's funny, like sometimes it just makes me laugh, it's just funny. But the reason I just thought it was interesting to talk about is because, if you guys didn't know, Alex went to BU with me, and I say like we went to BU together, we're your BFFs, no, like we didn't know each other, but I just talked about it in my vlog, so I thought it would be interesting to talk about here since you guys are like the pod, that when we went to BU together, she was on the soccer team and I was on the rowing team my freshman year. She was either a junior or a senior, I forget. Like, we were either there for a year or two together. And I just remember being in the athletic training room with her and being like, oh my gosh, who is that girl that I always see on the women's soccer team, like in the athletic training room or in the weight room? We would like lift weights at the same time or whatever. And I'm like, who is that girl that looks like a Barbie? Like, she has the prettiest blonde hair. I just remember her blonde hair. It looked like Barbie hair. Like, she had like long, really blonde hair, and I loved it. Like, I thought her hair was so pretty. So that's my memory of her, my connection to Alex Cooper. But yeah, I just think what's going on is really sad. And when I talked about the vlog, I only listened to the episode where, oh my gosh, wait, now I'm realizing, sorry, I'll get back to what I just thought of. But I only listened to the episode that Dave posted, I guess, on their, like, on Call Her Daddy podcast, where he talked about the whole situation. It just made me really sad for them and everything going on, because I just, like, feel bad that it seemed like the whole podcast was crumbling and they were falling apart, which I guess it really did, because what I just thought of is that today's Thursday, and I remember Alex posted a video on her YouTube channel talking about her side of the story and everything that was going on, and it just made me really sad that her and Sophia, like, couldn't work things out, and me and Max watched it together. Max and I watched it together, and she was saying how she was just going to keep doing it by herself and that a new episode was coming Wednesday. And I'm realizing that Wednesday was yesterday. So maybe it came out already and I'm like behind on this whole situation. But yeah, it just made me like sad for them. And I like kind of get where everyone's coming from a little. And yeah, I don't know. I just thought it could be interesting to talk about maybe how I like knew her for a hot sec. Knew her in quotes. Like I didn't really know her, but yes. And I guess wrapping this up, I know we're getting close to the hour mark. Only a couple more notes that I wanted to hit. I want to talk about, maybe you guys can keep me accountable, how I want to get on my grind this June, specifically on my healthy lifestyle working out grind, because number one, above all, above everything else, I feel the best that way. When I'm eating the best, working out consistently, I feel so good. I feel energetic. I'm getting after it. Life is good. I'm happy. Endorphins are pumping. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get back on my grind. And I just feel like I wrote down this phrase, quarantine squish. Because I feel like, I don't feel like I really gained a lot of weight, like quarantine 15 or anything like that in quarantine. I just feel like I got sort of squishy and lethargic and lazy. And it's so easy to sit at home because you're supposed to and not really like get moving, have some movement and activity in your everyday life. So I'm working on just being a little more active and having more like regular workouts, obviously, and focusing on eating what makes me feel the best so that I feel better and the best. So keep me accountable, you guys. I want to be on my grind this June, trying out all my workouts. If I don't feel like running because I'm exhausted, but I want to get some movement in, maybe I'll do yoga. And if I'm feeling up to it, I'll do like an hour of biking like I did today, and it felt amazing. So yeah, I just want to get on my grind. This is sad. I just put this in here because I was just thinking about all the things I've recently been going through just to catch up with you guys. So just quickly, maybe we'll talk. I'll give myself 1 minute to talk about this. I have been missing my dad, and I don't want to make you guys sad. I really don't. So I don't really talk about this that long, but I know whenever I do talk about it, anyone that has lost a parent or lost someone close to them, if I can help, obviously that's all that I want to do by talking about it. But I have been missing him. I talked about in a recent vlog how I had a dream. It made me sad, but also happy because I felt like it was sort of him coming to me from heaven. I don't know if you guys like believe in that or anything. We're getting deep over here into my beliefs. But yeah, it's just crazy because I was talking to my mom about it too, how it just feels like yesterday, even though it's been over a year, like a year and 2 months. And it feels so like yesterday. And I was telling her I could just like recite that entire weekend and how everything went. Like it's so ingrained in my memory and how it doesn't get easier. You just get better at dealing with it. And yeah. Okay, my minute's up. But yeah, just being honest, that happens. But I'm just happy that I have found ways that to cope like healthily and to grieve. And I know myself and what always makes me feel better, getting a workout in, talking to Max about it, or my mom or my sister. Usually my mom and my sister, because they obviously get it. And it just makes me feel a lot less alone. Going for a walk outside, taking a bath, a shower, whatever it is. Just started getting into baths again, by the way. Love those. I'm such a liar. I'm getting into baths again, but I'm going to make myself because I took one and it was like life-changing and amazing. So I've been really missing out, but that's that. I talked about how I've really been missing Lucy. She's still in Ireland and I literally just can't wait till she can come home. I wonder even if she like tried to right now, if she could get on a plane. Like probably not. I don't think you can because of everything that's going on. And I wouldn't want her to. Like obviously I just want us to be safe. So whenever she can come home, I'm so excited to see her. Actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but she's taking classes online right now. She's taking Latin and Spanish. She basically just had two more classes to finish up at BU. I don't know if this is like TMI. I think she's like talked about it though. I'm sure she'd be okay with me talking about it. And obviously we just went through a lot in our last year at BU. So she literally just had two classes. It could be any class, like just for credits. She just needed to like finish her degree. So she's doing them right now. She finally felt for it, and I'm like so proud of her. Like I could get emotional again talking about it because she's someone that has like persevered through so much and inspires me so much, and I'm just like endlessly proud of her always. And I just like love my twin sister so much. So I was talking with her about her classes and like what fun ones she could do, and we decided, she took Latin in high school and she loved it, so she wanted to like have a refresher on that. And I was like, Lucy, you need to take Spanish. She's never learned Spanish. And I was like, learning Spanish was like one of my favorite things ever, and Spanish classes were always my favorite classes. Like, remember after my freshman year at BU, I was like, you know, I'm a bio major, and if my most favorite class of like this whole year was Spanish, I should probably reconsider my major, right? Like, I don't like any of these bio classes. I like Spanish, and I just loved it so much. I wanted to make it like a minor at one point. Anyway, so she's doing that right now, and basically what I'm getting at is from talking with her about our classes, and she's having so much fun learning, and it's very ideal for her that all the classes are online, I guess, and she's in Ireland, so she was able to do that. And just talking with her about it and everything, like, I just realized that I miss learning and like miss being in college in a way. I mean, I'm really happy I don't have like homework that I have to do all the time that I don't want to do or whatever, but when you're past college, listen to wise old me, I graduated a year ago, but I do miss learning. And so don't take it for granted, because you guys know I take my Skillshare classes. Like I said, this podcast isn't sponsored or anything by them, but I know they've sponsored my podcast in the past, and I was learning more in Photoshop since I actually took a class at BU that I thought I would learn all about Photoshop, and I really didn't. It kind of wasn't helpful, so I'm like teaching myself over here, but I really want to take more classes on Skillshare. There's so much on there, you guys. There's literally like every topic ever you can learn, and I need to just like make myself sit down and do it, because it just is like mentally stimulating and challenging. That's like, I feel like weird to talk about, or maybe you're like, what are you talking about over there? But seriously, like, especially if you're still in quarantine and stuff, and like stuck in like a weird routine, just something like that will make you feel like a lot more normal. And I don't know, I just feel like there's so much out there I want to learn, like cool stuff. I always say if I could go to college like 5 times, I would be a psychology major. I would do like I don't know, like everything. There's so much out there. I would be a Spanish major. I would be a math major. I love math. I was gonna say, I don't know what it's called, criminal something. I had a friend that did it. What is it called? Maybe one of you guys do. I feel like Mandy's doing something cool like this. Not criminal defense, or like criminal, I don't know, stuff like that. Like, there's just so many cool majors is what I'm trying to say. And I just think learning about all this stuff is like so fascinating. My psych class I took at BU, obviously fascinating. Psych is so cool. Maybe I wouldn't be a bio major since I tried that and I didn't like it. But I don't know. What I just want to say is that I miss learning. So maybe if you're in college, be like, oh, this is so annoying, like homework, whatever, but also recognize that when you're past it, maybe you'll miss it, because that's where I am right now. And lastly, to end this off, because we are 1 hour and 6 minutes in, baby, we had a lot to catch up on, didn't we, and just to chat about. But like I've been foreshadowing that I would talk about Max more, and I know I already talked about him probably this whole episode. He just always comes up. We always say to each other how whenever we talk to like anyone in life, the other person comes up. Like, I'll be talking to you guys and I'll be like, oh yeah, I've been like eating chicken nuggets. I really like chicken nuggets. Oh, you know who else likes chicken nuggets? Max. But anyway. So yeah, now I'm drinking my black cherry seltzer, my Bud Light seltzer. You know who else likes these? He likes the strawberry ones. Max. You know, I'm tired. I want to go to bed soon. You know who I want to cuddle with? Max. Like, they just always come up, and I feel like that he says that happens to him too when he talks to his friends. He'll be like, oh, that reminds me, like Gretchen, da 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 da. So I don't know. I just thought that was funny. I just thought about that for a second. But although I talk about him all the time, I just wrote this in at the end that I'm feeling really lucky to have such a great partner in all of this and in all of my emotions, especially during this week where I have my girl in town where I'm on my period. It's just more emotional. And if I ever wake up crying from my dad, like, I have someone to hold me and hug me, and I just feel like so grateful for that. And he just makes me feel so loved and comforted. And on days today when I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm all over the place, I really struggle with being organized and being like just time management, even though I try, like, I just feel like it doesn't work. I don't know. And just someone that can be like, Gretchen, it's okay, and like hug me and be like, you can do it, and give me motivation and be like, go do your podcast. Podcast always puts you in a good mood. You love your podcast. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And so, yeah, I'm just feeling really lucky, and I love him so much, and I can't wait for our chapter together. And I just sort of feel like we're meant to be together. I'm getting really real over here at the end. I also think that since I read The Notebook the other day, I'm just feeling so emotional. Like, I just ran back into the apartment and I was like, oh, I love you. I'll never let you go. And he's like, huh? Like, I just made his chicken salad. Like, will you eat lunch with me? So, yeah, I just feel like I'm extra lovey from reading that. But if any of you read that or watch the movie, I'm sure you'll understand why. So, I'm like, we're soulmates. The world brought us together. And he's like, what are you talking about over there? So, yeah. Anyway, I just love him very much. And I just wish all of you listening to find a love like mine, because I really cherish it. We're getting deep over here. But yeah, wait, see, I knew this would be so fun, you guys. We just had so much fun together, didn't we? I hope you had fun listening, if any of you are still here at the end. But, like, seriously, know how much I love you, and I hope you're all staying so safe and healthy right now, and doing the best you can, and doing what makes you feel good. Focus on that. I talk about, I think, my last episode 2 weeks ago that I posted about staying motivated during quarantine. I'm like, do what makes you feel good. Don't do this because it's cool or fun or whatever. Like, go to bed a little bit earlier. Drink another bottle of water. Maybe not your Bud Light Seltzer sitting next to you, but sometimes you need the Bud Light Seltzer like me, or the glass of Moscato or Prosecco or Sauvignon Blanc or all of the you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think just being, like, very intentional, knowing, like, okay, if I drink, like, this whole bottle of wine, I'm gonna feel like crap in the morning. Or I want to have a really productive, amazing day tomorrow, so I'm going to drink my hydro flask, go to bed early, and get after it, and be like, yes, queen, like, you run the world. Do you know what I mean? So, basically, that's just what I'm hoping for all of you right now, that you're, like, getting after it, and have the privilege to take this time as an opportunity for yourself. I just love you guys so much, and I hope that you had fun listening, and maybe it interested you a little bit. It was interesting. What am I talking about over here? I'm getting loopy. It's getting late. Just wanted to say I love you, and I appreciate you guys' support, especially those of you that have been so positive for so long, since we all know that I've been struggling with the negativity a little bit. I'm going to try, promise, to not let things get to me as much. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Promise I'll catch you next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that. I don't plan on taking a break again anytime soon. I'll always be here. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.